Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. News and comment. Girls have no future without the Khilafa. News. Iran held a mass funeral ceremony for 165 schoolgirls and staff killed on Saturday in what Iran has described as a United States, quote, Israeli attack on a girls' school in the southern city of Minab. The, quote, Israeli military has claimed it was not aware of any, quote, Israeli or U.S. attacks in that area. Throughout its genocidal war on Gaza, quote, Israel has denied multiple deadly attacks on Palestinian civilians, only to later backtrack when irrefutable evidence emerged, then terming such attacks as, quote, accidental. Iranian state television on Tuesday showed thousands of people filling a public square in Minab. Men waved the Islamic Republic flag while largely standing apart from the women draped in black chadors. From the stage, a woman who said she was the mother of, quote, Atina, held up a printed image of portraits that she called, quote, a document of American crimes. She added, quote, they died in the way of God. The crowd erupted into chants against the policies of the U.S. and, quote, Israel, and shouted, no surrender. Comment. With today's advanced technologies, satellite tracking, GPS drones, and laser-guided tools, there's no excuse for arguing, quote, mistakes or, quote, errors. We know that Gaza was used as a testing ground for many new ways to kill the youth of Muslims, and there's enough evidence for the world to understand that there's a special evil at work when snipers actively target children. The idea of a public apology or recognition of error is simply a PR stunt to hide the real celebration that hundreds of future mothers of this Muslim ummah have been murdered before they have their chance to mature. The real danger is not found in obvious attacks from clear enemies. The danger is from the silence and inaction of those who have the power to defend the innocent children. They are fully aware of preemptive strikes and plans to expand military actions and have collision with the colonialists to stay disabled in their status as puppet rulers only. The betrayal does not come from those who have made their hatred of the ummah clear. The betrayal comes from those who lie and steal wealth of the ummah to preserve the authority of those that seek to harm the ummah. In the times where we should have our relationship facilitated to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have actions that cause us to live in survival and threat with no peace of mind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never accepted such oppressive situations, as even when he could pray in Mecca, he understood the need to establish a safe space where the authority of Islam allowed the everyone, woman and children, to plan for the future without fear. Now an entire school of girls is lost to the lack of true leadership in the Muslim world. The Eid celebrations cannot be normalized with the loss of the young innocent lives that should be present celebrating with their mothers and fathers. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir by Imrana Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.